Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Mark Turner over there, Mike Dreith here. Bruce Reeves here.
Good morning.
On Morning Coffee. How are you doing, Bruce?
I'm doing well. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, we love having you. Turned on the furnace last night.
Did you really?
First time.
Yep.
I turned ours over the weekend just to make sure it was going to run.
I left the football game Friday night at halftime and turned my furnace on when I got home.
Yeah.
Well, it was cold Friday night.
It was cold.
We went straight to the cabin after the ball game. I want to get back and talk about Friday because I there was so much there that I need to discuss. But we built a fire in the fireplace out at the cabin.
Yeah.
And then when we got home last night, we put on the furnace. Friday, let me just say,
you made it.
We did make it all the way through. The Bassett Brigade, all five Bassetts. Actually,
you look sharp walking down the street.
Let me tell you something. The Bassetts took on sort of a flying V formation. I mean, we had a lead Bassett, Sniffy, mm-hmm. and then my two Bassetts took the right flank, and then the Pastors took the left flank, and we and Cletus on the right flank. Probably sucked up 8 or 9 Tootsie Rolls along the way, paper and all.
Mm-hmm.
He was a vacuum cleaner.
My question is, now I saw a picture on Facebook of you guys getting ready to go.
Right.
Now, I guess the Pastor's dog, his Bassetts had a couple of raincoats on, right?
They did, a couple of green raincoats.
Now, I saw a picture,
mm-hmm.
and all five of them are standing around somebody. I can't remember who it was, but they're all looking up like, what you got? What you got for me?
Yeah, yeah. Well, they were wanting, we had just told them it's going to be 2 miles. And they wanted to know what's going to get them through. They wanted to know if there was going to be a wagon behind us or something. But let me tell you something. Fairfield does, my wife mentioned to me over the weekend, she remembered, Bruce, and you can help. She remembered when that parade was nothing more than the three queen candidates, the band, and a couple of, it took 10 minutes to get through.
Yeah, it was very short,
What happened in the meantime is that Fairfield's got just one. They can Fairfield can put on a parade.
We do. You know,
Fairfield does
a good
job. Yeah, I was surprised, really, that it was as long as it was Friday because it's homecoming parade usually isn't.
No.
Boy, it went on. Let me tell you, it gave you a whole new perspective walking in the parade. How many people there are on either side? Once we got to about the high rise, it was 2 or 3 deep on each side, all the way to Airtex.
Yeah,
yeah,
it was most impressive.
And if it had been a sunny day, it would have been there. Been a lot deeper than
We're lucky. But it stopped.
The weather broke just right.
It
really.
Sure did. Well, somebody's going to be putting a picture up on the. Show us your rack page.
Oh, yeah, I heard about you. He got there.
I saw that. Did it fall down right in front of you?
No.
It had a heart attack.
Yeah.
Here's what happened.
Okay. That deer walked up and heard Mike rustling up. And he looked up and went,
that's right.
I assumed my position in my tree stand about a half an hour before sunrise. It was 34 degrees on Saturday morning. I got in. I am triple layered. I get comfortable. I'm ready for my nap.
So you didn't change from
ready for a nap.
So
yeah.
So you didn't change from Friday night at the football
Not
game.
Not really.
No,
just rolled out.
Yeah.
So I'm there, and I'm very comfortable, and I'm sitting there, and I've crossed my hands. I got my gloves on, and I'm leaning back, and I'm oh, this is good. I'm missing really a rough week, and all kind of. And then there was this racket in front of me. I mean, there was a sound of like antlers on a tree, and there was a ruckus. And well, it made me mad. I had to shoot him.
Woke you up?
Well,
huh?
Congratulations. I'm glad you're not a
so you got a buck. How many points?
Yeah,
only five. But
five
he
points.
Was a big 5-point buck because when I took him in, that once you harvest a deer,
is that the same thing as fourth and a long one?
Yes,
it's 1 yard, irregardless.
When you harvest a deer, that's when the work begins. I'll tell you more in a second.
Good morning, you're on Morning Coffee.
Hello.
Hello, you're on morning. Oh, they hung up on us.
They probably didn't want to be on morning coffee. Okay. Some relative of...
They didn't sound very awake.
Might have been a relative of your buck.
Yeah, that's right. Saying, why did you do that? Why did you kill my boy? Anyway, that's when the real work begins. When you have to go and find the deer, okay, which was about 50 or 60 yards from where I hit it, and then field dress the deer. See that there?
You hit it from 50 or 60 yards?
No,
that's the amazing part of this story.
That's
what he traveled after the shot. I'm going to say he was at least, now, in football field perspective, about 35 yards.
That's a nice shot.
That's pretty
It was
impressive.
A really nice shot. Yeah. I mean, honestly, when I took it, I thought, boy, that might have worked.
Now, you didn't mistakenly pick up somebody else's deer. Because
nobody shoots.
You thought you hit it, but somebody else did?
Well, first of all, it would have happened in a very close sequence of time, and it would have been shooting a deer on my property, which would have become a problem as well.
I went deer hunting one time when I lived in Kentucky.
Yeah.
And in Kentucky, you can reach out and touch them.
Yeah, you can.
And I killed a doe at about 100 yards with a 30-06.
See, that's the difference. This is, and I'm going to give a lot of credit to the folks at Ultra Products. By the way, the show is your rack. You get a buck, send them to us. You get involved in a drawing for a $400 crossbow, which is, anyway, this is a real testament to the folks at Ultra Products that somebody like me could be outfitted and actually harvest a deer because of the stuff they gave me, okay? And I bought everything out there. Carl is the person to talk to. Anyway, it was, it took me the morning. I had to take the deer to Wayne City to get it processed. Going to have a lot of sausage, my friend. You treat me right across this table. You might score yourself. My first buck I called Jack.
Yeah.
Jack buck?
Jack buck.
Yeah, this is Joe.
This would be Joe Buck. All right.
All right. Well, all right. Now, so a part of the weekend, Bruce, you were involved in your lung. Go ahead.
I have a friend whose name is Russell Buck. You can call him Russell Buck if you want.
No, I don't think so.
Doesn't work for you?
No, it doesn't.
All right.
How about the alumni stuff?
We had a great weekend. We always have a coffee on Saturday morning. It's at the Methodist Church, and we had 85 people at the coffee.
That's wonderful.
That is.
And the Saturday night banquet and speaker by the speaker was Dr. Cindy Bigler. She did an excellent job.
Good.
Right.
Good. Well,
she had done a lot of research on her classmates, and she had
dirt on all of them.
She had a little tidbit about almost every one of them.
Oh, man.
Which made it interesting.
Well, good. Right. Good. It was a great weekend for everybody.
I
got a deer.
It was a great
parade. You?
I was at the Shriners dance Saturday
night. That's right. I saw you live video from there. That band looked like it was
kicking. I didn't live video.
Was it your wife?
No, it was Tyler Lampley.
Oh, well, yeah. I've got to tell you something. They were putting it down.
Oh, yeah. They were really good.
Did you go out there and kind of strut your stuff?
I was cutting a little bit of rug.
Really? Well, good for you.
Yeah.
I would have loved to have seen that video.
Then I felt it. Sunday morning.
I was surprised Friday night that Albion Edwards County didn't play better.
Me too. I thought it was going to be a better.
Did.
I think that shows just how good.
Well, maybe that's how good that our defense is. Yeah,
yeah.
It could very well.
They are really starting to hit their stride.
Yeah. Well, I noticed Wyatt did not break stride when he picked up that fumble.
No,
he picked it up. He was running wide open and picked it up and kept
going.
He wasn't
going to get caught this time like he did on the reception.
Well, yeah, that's true, yeah.
I'm going to tell you, every time Fairfield dropped back to pass, there was someone open 5 yards down the field.
Yeah,
it's been that way almost all year long.
The passing game's getting a lot better.
Oh, it's
a lot better.
And he put it right on the money.
Landon Zerlini made three or four incredibly nice passes.
Yeah.
Yes.
With his size and his ability to throw,
mm-hmm.
I can see some scouts coming next year.
Mm-hmm. Well, it bodes well for next year, too.
Yeah, it does.
Sure does.
It does because you've got an undefeated JV team.
Yeah, that's right.
The program's in great shape. Guess what I've got in my hand?
The bucket of bunk.
Yes.
We want the bunk.
Oh, we do.
Give us the bunk.
Dwight David Eisenhower was born on this date in 1890, the 34th president of the United States. Died in 1969 at the age of 78. He was the president between 53 and 61.
He was the guy that did the interstate systems, right?
Yes, he is.
Yes, he was. Okay. Interesting story about it. After World War One, the Army decided Highway 40 was the all-American road.
Yeah.
And they sent Eisenhower and a couple of other guys in two Army trucks. They were going to drive Highway 40 across the United States. The only problem with that was that it wasn't completed in some areas, and it took them almost 2 months.
My goodness. You sure you didn't stop off in Kansas for some tea or something like that? Anyway, he was, of course, the supreme commander of the forces in Europe during World War II. He was born in Texas, raised in Kansas. He won two landslide elections in 52 and 56, both against Adlai Stevenson,
former governor of Illinois.
Yeah. He warned of the military-industrial complex. He warned about that on the way out, saying that companies and the military were too tight in the country. You might see things in the future. He predicted there would be a problem, and he's known for that. He was a big artist. He did a lot of painting, as well as he loved golf. He put
a putting green
at the White House.
Wow.
A driving range at Camp David. Camp David is named after his grandson, David Eisenhower.
Yes. Okay. Did not know that.
Married Trish Nixon.
There you go. Married Trish Nixon, his grandson. Okay. Of course, Richard Nixon was his vice president those two terms, 52 and 56, even with checkers.
Even with checkers.
Right. Here's the thing. There was a lot of talk. I mean, I'm not trying to be salacious, but there's a lot of talk about his driver during World War II, Kay Summersby.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. She was his chauffeur and his personal secretary. And there were, even though biographers...
Rumors.
Well, there are rumors. The biographers close won't say it.
Yeah.
And so Ike, one of the most popular presidents in the history. And the 1950s were very calm. And
back in the day, you just didn't spill the beans on stuff like that. Especially when you were...
There was nobody listening in on the phone calls.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes, that's exactly right.
That's the point I'm making right there.
John Wooden, born on this date in 1910.
Wizard of Westwood.
Uh-huh. He was and is the... he was 99 when he died in 2010. 10 championships. Very few people realize that he was in Indiana.
Yeah, he coached. Yeah, he's from Indiana.
Hall, Indiana was... I don't even know where that is in Indiana. He was an All-American between 1929 and 1932 at Purdue.
Mm-hmm.
Three times an All-American. He's one of the few people that have been put into the NCAA Hall of Fame, both as a player and a coach.
Mm-hmm.
His teams at UCLA, they talk about those great teams, but they were not that great when he first started in 1948.
Oh, no. UCLA was not. They were a terrible basketball program before he showed up, and it took him a few years to get him going.
He also was the coach at Indiana State. He was a Sycamore there for
a period of time.
Yeah,
yes.
1946 to 48.
Yeah,
he always talked about his pyramid of success. It was a building block of how you live life. Anyway, he met his wife Nell in high school. She died in 85 of cancer. Of course, he lived on until 2010. Was in great health up to the end, and.
Bill Walton showed up one fall with a beard, and Wooden said, "Well, it's been nice having you on the team."
Walton went and shaved.
He sure did.
Lou Alcindor loved him. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yes, he did. Yeah. Jabbar loved him, yes.
Roger Moore was born on this date in 1929. He died in 2017 at the age of 89. Of course, he was an actor. He was 007.
He also played the Saint on TV.
Simon Templar, between 1962 and 1969. You can't get anything past Bruce.
No, you can't.
Anyway, he had a rather contentious, 4 wives, 3 kids. His second wife, upon learning of an affair with what would become his third wife, threw a brick through a window and hit him. Then she reached through the window and grabbed him, cut her hand, her arm.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was a pretty serious thing. He was knighted, by the way.
Yes, yes, did he was. Queen knighted, Sir Roger Moore.
He was also bricked.
Now, yeah. Where do you put him, the two of you, where do you put him in the, if you had to list your the best 007s? And by the way, guess what they're doing? They're bringing us a woman as the next 007.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, the ladies are going to be the
next
007.
They're going to wreck that franchise.
I'd have to put him two or three.
Yeah. Sean Connery, Daniel Craig, and then Roger Moore would be the way I'd list him.
You're putting Craig in front of Moore?
Yes.
Oh, my. What about you?
See, I would put Connery.
Okay.
Probably Moore.
All right.
And I thought that... I can't even think of his
Pierce
name.
Brosnan?
Pierce Brosnan did a
he was
great
good.
Job.
He did a good job, too.
Then I would put Craig and then Lisenby, who was.
Yeah. Oh, no, yeah. Dude, I'm going to cry. You don't have 007, you don't cry.
I prefer not to rate the James Bonds. I would prefer to rate the James Bond girls.
Girls?
Well, you know.
Halle Berry. Number one on my list.
I'm going to tell you something. The Bond girls. I have trivia today.
Yeah?
Old movies and the Bond girls come up.
Really?
In the trivia. Look forward to that.
All right.
All right.
All right. Okay. All right. All right. All right. On this date, in 1912, Theodore Roosevelt was shot while campaigning in Milwaukee for president. Roosevelt's wound in the chest was not serious. He continued with his speech.
Well, the bullet...
Roosevelt was a tough guy, man.
The bullet hit him in the pocket where his speech was.
Oh!
And it didn't...
That's hardy paper, man.
Yeah, he had such hard words for his opponent during that speech that the bullet just bounced right off.
This guy was captured at the scene of the shooting. That's amazing to me.
The Bull Moose Party.
Yes!
Yeah.
1929, the book Winnie the Pooh made its debut. The Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh.
Christopher Robin.
That's right.
Winnie the Pooh and Tigger too.
1943.
Eeyore. Piglet.
You're going to have to do this. I was the Pooh guy.
I can't remember the other ones.
Oh, my wife can
Tigger.
Tigger was a tiger. Eeyore, Pooh.
Uh-huh. And Piglet.
Piglet's mother was, I can't.
There's a special bond between my wife and her son over the Pooh thing. And
Christopher Wren.
I don't understand it at all. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's the 100-acre wood.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they have they didn't harvest any deer in that.
There's a special bond.
Yeah,
with your wife and her son over
they talk,
Pooh.
They talk Pooh all the time. I'm not in the Pooh thing. I've got a poo burner. You know what that is?
It means you should light a not light a match.
That's right.
A lot of people are fascinated by my poo burner, but I'm not going to go into depth here. Okay. 1943.
I think we need a picture.
I can paint you a picture. It goes down and shoots. You press a button, it ignites. It smells bad outside. Okay, there's your steps. The Radio Corporation of America in 1943 finalized the sale of the NBC Blue radio network. What did it become?
NBC Blue?
Yeah, what did it become? They sold it.
I have no idea.
ABC.
ABC, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
1947, over Rogers Dry Lake in Southern California, pilot Chuck Yeager.
Broke the sound barrier.
The X-1, not the XI, is what was said earlier in our life together.
I remember that.
X-1.
The X-I. Right.
Rocket plane. 1954, C.B. DeMille's The Ten Commandments, starring Charlton Heston, began filming in Egypt. 25,000 people, the cast. Talk about herding cats. Sparky Anderson became the first baseball manager to win 100 games and a World Series in both leagues on this date in 1984.
Tigers and the Reds.
Yes.
That's right. Yes.
1955 on this date, Buddy Holly, Larry Wellborn, and Bob Montgomery opened for Bill Haley and the Comets in Lubbock, Texas. Eddie Crandall saw the show later, arranged for Holly to record his... He later arranged for his first demo after he saw that show.
Okay.
And in 1977, Der Bingle, Bing Crosby, died of a heart attack at the age of 76 after a round of golf.
Round of golf. He was he was almost a scratch golfer.
Well, that day he had a he went out big.
He went out, yeah.
Anyway, but that's the way to go if you're a golfer, right?
Yeah, that's right.
18th
that's
right. hole.
That's exactly right.
19th
All right.
hole.
Yes, that's what it becomes.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Question of the day. There have been a number of recent studies, and they've been contradictory, on the topic of red meat and consumption of red meat.
Uh-huh.
Are you eating less red meat? And remarkably, we had over 216 votes, and it's pretty slanted, and even Bruce got involved, and we'll tell you more about it when we come back on Morning Coffee.
Welcome back to Amazon Prime One-Day Delivery Trivia. Now to the next question. If Adam can get a chainsaw in one day with Amazon Prime One-Day Delivery, and Sharon can get a leaf blower in one day with One-Day Delivery, what are the odds their neighbor will order noise-canceling headphones with Amazon Prime One-Day Delivery? Yes, Sarah.
Pretty good?
Correct. Introducing One-Day Delivery from Amazon Prime. Order from millions of items. Peace and quiet delivered.
Right now, at the Home Depot, you can save up to 35% on appliance special buys, like a large-capacity Whirlpool washer-dryer pair for just $4.98 each, regularly $7.49 each, with adaptive wash technology to keep clothes fresher, and a price that won't even wrinkle your budget. Today's the day for doing and saving on appliances now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. Gas dryer extra. See store for details. Valid through October 16th.
What's new with Slim Stations? The boot cut. Still the slim leg style with a slight flare. Perfect over your boots or mules. Seriously, stop by and try them on. The Infinity Stretch Charlie B on the Jag that slims, shapes, and flatters. Don't forget Carnaby's FCC Foundation Style Show this Sunday at Johnny and June. Starts at 2 p.m. Check out the Bobcat Athletics, Style in Black Fashion Flowers, Jim's Formal Wear Tuxedos. Individual tickets are still available at Carnaby Square for only $15. See you at the show.
Farming. It's genetics. What you're made of. It's agronomy. Local knowledge and having the tools to put the right product in the right place. It's service, built on trust, grit, and determination. Because what it takes to make the best product is a lot like what it takes to make a farmer. Golden Harvest, rooted in genetics, agronomy, and service.
Grow with Golden Harvest Seed through the Golden Advantage Program. 0% interest on extended terms. Contact your seed advisor today.
Hi, this is Bill Stevens with another Time Capsule quiz. Which month and year was it when Warren Burger was sworn in as Chief Justice of the Supreme Court? President Nixon announced our first troop withdrawal from Vietnam. 25,000 men within 90 days. Joe Namath of the Super Bowl champion New York Jets said that rather than sell his controversial nightclub, he'd retire from football.
I've thought about it more than I've thought about anything so far that I've ever done. I am retiring. Finished.
Hollywood lost Robert Taylor and Judy Garland. Orville Moody captured the U.S. Open. CBS replaced the Smothers Brothers with Hee Haw. And here's what the radio is dishing out.
Spinning wheel in the ghetto.
Black girl, baby, I
love you. Love me tonight.
I've got to call on your father.
Good morning, starshine.
Israelite.
I see the moon rising.
Got it yet? Well, the answer and a hunk of the top song from the month and year are coming up.
Hey parents, ever find yourself digging for money to send with your kids but figure out you're out of cash? We're introducing the F&B Easy Card. It's a debit card that can help teach the responsibility of managing money and be easily managed with your own banking errands. The best part? You can set custom daily limits like $10 a day and use online and mobile banking to transfer between this account and any other F&B checking account you own. Interested in learning more? Give us a call for details at 842-2107. F&B, member FDIC.
June 1969.
The Beatles and Get Back, the top song of June 1969. This is Bill Stevens for TCapsule.com. Back soon with another Time Capsule.
Hi, this is Megan Berg with People's National Bank. Do you shop on multiple online websites?
Are you tired of having to enter your card number and address for every online purchase? People's National Bank has a solution for you. Visa Checkout allows you to safely shop multiple websites and have multiple shipping addresses with just one username and password. It's simple, speedy, and a safe way to pay online. People's National Bank, member FDIC.
We're back on Morning Coffee. We've got Bruce Reeves here. And the question of the day yesterday, I put it up about 2 o'clock. And the question was, there have been a number of recent contradictory studies on red meat. Are you eating less red meat? Now, I'd have to put myself in the category of, yes, I am eating less red meat, even though I would be in the vast minority in this poll.
Yeah.
87% of the people said no.
Yeah, my consumption's probably the same as it
always was.
Always was.
Yeah, I don't.
You?
No. My mine's about the same as it always has been.
Well,
yeah. Once I got out of college and got a real job, then.
Where you could afford it.
My consumption of red meat increased three or four times.
Yes. Same.
I'm trying to eat more chicken than beef. And I know there's a lot of other red meat out there, but I try to use chicken instead of red meat. And I do that to be somewhat health conscious, even though I don't know if I believe in any of these studies. I really don't know what to make out of them. But Andrew said, as long as it's not filled with chemicals, I'll eat it. People have been eating red meat for millions of years. Of course, I'll be eating a lot of deer here in the next month.
Well,
or
deer's,
so.
Deer's good for you. It's less fat. And
much. It's leaner.
It's a lot leaner.
We
lot
use,
leaner.
When I do score, like I did this weekend, we get a lot of it ground, and she being Mrs.
Carol.
Dreith,
yeah,
is really good at making spaghetti meat, chili meat. She's really good at finding ways to use the deer meat.
Sure. That's.
Oh, and I love the sausage, baby. Ooh,
it's not supposed I like deer roasts and.
Well, it was left to me to decide how to have it
processed,
and I didn't get
any steaks or roasts.
No,
or,
I didn't.
Well,
some guy by the name of
you
Bruce,
ground up the backstrap too.
I had it all ground up. Yes, I did. Now, they said the backstrap was something I should consider, but I don't know enough about it. Some guy by the name of Bruce said, mankind was created to be an apex predator. We eat meat. Now, this guy is lost in this this debate. I have no idea who would be so Neanderthal in their answer. How about you?
Well, hey, I agree.
We're at the top of the food chain.
That's right.
Yeah, that means we eat everything below us, right?
That's right.
That's right.
Sarah said, man, this is Sarah taking a shot at you. She must know you, says the man who calls salad rabbit food.
Yeah, that's my lovely daughter in Indiana.
She saw that and couldn't help but take a shot at you. All right, I've revealed I have trivia today.
Yes.
I worked on it Sunday afternoon. I'm very proud of it. But in the meantime, Joker is getting the last laugh at the box office.
That's the new
That's the new number one movie.
It is number one. The story of Batman's supervillain is blowing past expectations. It pulled in $60 million in the United States and is playing strong worldwide.
Why did they not think it would do very well? It's a superhero movie.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I mean.
That's the
thing. They're all going to do well.
Yeah, they're all going to do
Who's
well.
Who's your best Joker? Jack Nicholson or Cesar Romero or.
I like the cheesy, let's put the makeup over the mustache, because Cesar Romero wouldn't get rid of his mustache.
Right.
I'm a Cesar Romero guy. Now, Jack Nicholson was great.
He did a great job as the Joker.
Yes.
Anyway, Forbes predicts the weekend box office will push Joker past $450 million total. Last weekend, the Warner Brothers movie set a record.
How did the new Addams Family movie do?
They're not on the list.
They're not on the list. Maybe it's not out yet. Maybe it's
no, it was out because my
was it out? Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, there's no rumor that we're going to have Pugsley on. Really? Pugsley's dead.
Really?
Yes.
Pugsley. I did not know
Pugsley is a ghost.
Yes. Dolly Parton will be celebrating 50 years as a member of the Grand Ole Opry this week. A week of celebrations honoring the country music legend came to an end. Oh, it just came to an end this last Saturday. I'm sorry. So you missed it.
Hope she did. Did you guys watch the Ken Burns?
Oh, it was wonderful.
Wasn't it?
Haven't had a chance yet.
You're going to watch it.
Yeah.
It really was good. You know, this is, isn't this Columbus Day?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Indigenous.
Yes.
Indigenous People's Day.
People's Day in some states.
Several towns celebrate Indigenous People's Day instead to honor the Native Americans that were killed during the European colonialism that occurred with Columbus Day. Cities replacing Columbus Day include Denver, Seattle, Phoenix, Portland, and Albuquerque, and the entire states of South Dakota and Alaska. Everybody else is celebrating Columbus Day. It was a big Italian holiday.
Yeah, it's a big Italian holiday.
Of course, in 1492,
mm-hmm.
he sailed the ocean blue.
That's right.
In observance, most federal offices, banks, and post offices closed today.
And schools. A lot of schools are closed.
When he got to the Americas, he burned his ships.
Yeah, so that
they wouldn't take off and leave him.
Right. Ba-da-bum-bum. Here's an interesting one from Nashville, Tennessee. A Tennessee woman is under arrest for allegedly twerking on her moving car. You know what a twerk is?
It sounds like it would hurt.
No, I know what it is.
What is it?
I can't be twerking. It's gonna. I'd throw a hip out.
It's kind of like shooting the moon.
Oh, okay.
It has a lot of gyrations involved in it as a dance as well.
Ah, okay.
So anyway, she was dancing.
Who was driving?
I don't know.
She was twerking when somebody threw a brick through her windshield and she was holding the steering wheel.
I never thought of that. She was on top, though. She was twerking on top.
On the roof. Okay.
Yeah, on the roof. She was moving through the streets of Nashville. Even doing the splits at one point.
All I can say is, I bet that was one heck of a party she was coming from.
Yes, had to be.
Wow.
That had to be a major throwdown, man.
Can you imagine sitting on a sidewalk and seeing a woman come by and doing the splits on top of a car?
Well.
Mercy. Mercy. Heaven forbid. Anyway, police say the incident caused drivers to be distracted.
You think?
Which makes for a dangerous situation.
Yes, it does.
When motorists are distracted.
That's right.
Distracted driving.
Woman by the name of, her last name was hyphenated. Sheldon Cox is her last name. That's all I've got, right? No, Millicent. 33-year-old Millicent Shelton Cox faces a charge of disorderly conduct. That's the catch-all. That's what happens when you twerk and you do the splits on the car.
That's like driving too fast for conditions.
That's right.
A dog was found on its way back to its owner after 12 years and 1,000 miles. Can you believe this? The now 14-year-old toy fox terrier, Duchess, found in Pittsburgh after being lost in Boca Raton, Florida in 2007. So, I mean, it's not like it walked back.
It took that dog 12 years to get back?
No, I guess it had a chip.
It had a chip.
Duchess was brought to a shelter where they scanned for her contact information on her microchip. Our dogs are microchipped. Is your animal microchipped?
I have no idea.
Or do you throw meat out in the street and tell it, go get that meat? No, you need to microchip your dog. I'm telling you, Turner.
I think he might be microchipped. I'm not sure.
He's not going anywhere. He's got it good.
No, he's not going anywhere. He just.
Well, your dog's having good, too.
Well, except for I make him walk in a parade every once in a while. Well, they're not too wild about that, of course.
But he got plenty of Tootsie Rolls.
He sure did. I'm going to have to go have some dental work done on Cletus now because he had way too many Tootsie Rolls from the parade. Anyway, that $15 microchip chip activation fee every year proves to be a good deal. They got their dog back, even though it's an old dog now.
I mean, it's 14 years old.
Yeah, it was two when it was born. Yeah. Okay, so here's the deal. I've got some We can talk quite a bit about this.
All right. Trivia. So let's get it going here.
All right. So, I know it's really early for trivia, but these are old movies. And these are all old movies that I sat at a computer and came up with this because okay. My wife was working yesterday afternoon, I was bored.
So we worked hard on these.
He's going to take
the limelight for the rest of the episode.
You did this instead of watching football.
I did this. I don't watch NFL.
I know.
I don't watch NFL.
At somebody's house and there's a game on.
I got to tell you about what really was. I was so disappointed to hear about Jackie's Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love their food.
I saw that yesterday and. It does sadden me.
So, anyway, I do want to tell you also before the hour's up about two great deals you have to look in on in the big deal store, okay? All right, so let me get to this trivia. Here's the question. 10 questions, and they will spawn some discussion because Bruce is adept at this sort of thing, so it's perfect for him. Number one, this phrase, is traced back to a 1942 film, The Flying Tigers, with John Wayne.
Mm-hmm. I remember. I think William Holden was in that movie, too.
He uses it in reference to a flight of replacement pilots. What's the phrase? Now, it's become a part of the lexicon now, okay? So I'm just going to say this was a part of the script of the 42 film, The Flying Tigers, and it has, since that time, since the 40s on, it's been a phrase that we've used.
Okay.
Number two. In the original Superman movie, starring Christopher Reeves.
Uh-huh.
Any relation?
No.
Oh, okay, fine.
He didn't have an S.
Oh, it's just Christopher Reeve.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. How did Superman first use his X-ray vision in Lois Lane's presence? Now, don't get filthy on me, okay?
Okay. All right.
Keep it clean.
Right? Okay.
Okay. That's number two. Number three. What is a puka? A puka. It was the central character in a 1950 movie starring Jimmy Stewart. What is a puka?
Okay, I think I know that.
Okay. Number four. He played. Now, this is going to be get the peanut gallery because I'm ready for
argument?
No.
Okay.
One of these guys is going to love this question. He played Major Frank Burns in the film version of MASH in 1970.
Oh, the film version. He may not know that one.
We're going to challenge him. Number five. Gene Kelly partnered with this famous singer in the 1945 movie called Anchors Away.
Okay.
Old movies here. We're talking old movies.
This is an old one.
All right. Number six. He was paired with Myrna Loy in 14 films, including the Thin Man series, based on the Nick and Nora Charles characters created by Danielle Hamlett.
Okay. All right.
I know that one.
Well, good. Number seven. Four films in the late 1960s were based on a character named Matt Helm.
Yeah.
Who played Matt Helm?
I got that one.
I can tell.
I had a pet duck named Matt Helm back in the day.
A duck?
Yeah.
You had a pet duck?
Yeah.
Got it for Easter.
Yes.
No.
You could always go to the farm store.
Yeah. Pick up a chick or a duck.
I had a Danny rooster.
Peeps or ducks.
I had a rooster. Okay.
You used to get peeps through the mail.
Yeah.
But you'd go pick them up at the post office.
How unbelievable is that?
Seriously.
You used to do it.
All right. Number eight. The name of Elvis's first movie in 1956.
Okay.
All right. Number nine. She was a Bond girl. She was the first American to play a Bond girl in 1971. She played the character Melanie.
Ooh.
Okay.
I can, just like the MASH, I can see the face. I can't think of the name, though. Not right now.
Well, I'm glad. Let's keep it.
I got to do some thinking.
Well, let's keep it above the neck.
Okay. That's right.
During the break, there will be no twerking. Okay. You understand? There will be no turkey.
Well, there's no car here, so.
All right. Well, you can twerk without a car. All right. Now I'm number 10. This 103-year-old star was in Gone with the Wind. Name her. She's alive today. She's walking among us.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, I know who that is.
I think I know who that is.
All right, hold on. Give me props. I need props. Were these pretty good or not?
Yeah, they're
good questions.
They're pretty good.
All right, fine. We'll take a break. You're going to talk to Sheldon, aren't you?
We are.
We'll be back after this.
Tom at Greenwood Pest Control is busy making sure all of his customers are taken care of for year-round pest control. Greenwood Pest Control in Flora would like to remind everyone that they're locally owned and operated. Call today at 618-662-3091 and get on the year-round protection plan from Greenwood Pest Control in Flora. They are located at 8177 Hickory Hill Lane.
Who wears short shorts? You wear short shorts after your laser hair removal and spider vein reduction at Dr. Molt's office in Fairfield. Certified laser technologists Sheila Vaughn and Jessica Molt will save you the hassle and expense of shaving, tweezing, or painful electrolysis with extremely comfortable, fast, and effective treatments. To learn more about removing hair, spider veins, facial redness, large pores, acne scarring, and fine lines, contact General Surgeon Dr. Patrick Molt's office in Fairfield.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Dennis Doda. Information on nutrition is always changing, but there are some basics that can help you sort through the latest research and advice. One of the most important is choosing nutrient-dense foods.
The food choices, not only what we eat, but how much we eat, both matter. And when we eat more fruits and vegetables, it gives us, a freedom to eat larger quantities to satisfy our hunger. But within that, we also have the benefit of many nutrients because they are very nutrient-dense foods.
Nutritionist Kate Zaratsky says having a healthy diet is also essential for maintaining weight loss.
Maybe adding that fruit at breakfast or adding vegetables, 2 servings at dinner, and gradually decreasing the portions of the other high-calorie foods might lead to a more sustainable type of diet and lifestyle changes for prolonged weight loss.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Simply Enough has discounted certificates on the Big Deal Store. Pair that with a buy one, get one free on select scrubs or the half price shoes and make your money go further.
Bills take on Vianna Gorville Friday in high school football. And we've got it for you on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Our broadcast about 6:45 p.m. Friday from the train yard. Bills football is brought to you by Fairfield Printing and Graphics, McDowell, Kinslow & Jessup, LLC, Garmin Trucking, Fairfield Ready Mix, Lamont Chevrolet Chrysler, Carter Trucking, FNB Fairfield National Bank, and Wainwright Propane.
Fairfield Printing and Graphics and Sporting Goods is your one-stop shop. Mules apparel, full-colored banners, canvas, offset printing, screen printing, signs, promotional items, and more. Never go out of style with Fairfield Printing and Graphics, 5 Williamson Drive in Fairfield. Here's what's going on Friday, October 18th. The Wayne City Rotan Club will be hosting their monthly pinnacle party starting at 6:30 at the Wayne City Community Building. Doors open at 6 for people to come in and eat. There's a $3 fee to play for the 6-game event. Prizes are given at the end of the night. The Jeff Rotan Club will be hosting a community breakfast on Saturday, October 19th, with serving from 7 to 9 a.m. The menu is scrambled eggs, sausage, biscuits and gravy, hash browns, potatoes, pancakes, orange juice, milk and coffee, and the cost is by donation. And the annual Sims Halloween Carnival will be held on Saturday, October 19th at the Sims Community Center. Kids' games and serving of food will begin at 5 o'clock. The menu is chili or vegetable soup, hot dogs, peanut butter sandwiches, dessert, and drink.
All right, 10 minutes before 9. Now it's time to talk with Jet Black from over to Lamont Chevrolet Chrysler. How's the guy with the best radio voice in town doing today, Jeff?
On the hill.
You know what I've always envisioned with Jeff Black, that he would be a great person to sort of anchor a quartet. Maybe do an Elvira. Can you do the Oompapa, 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 Mau Mau? I think you'd be great at that.
For certain crowds, I've been known to bring that out.
How much persuasion did it take you, Jeff? So what's going on at Le Mans today?
Well, I tell you what, it's a bright, sunshiny day. It's a beautiful, beautiful fall day here in Fairfield. Everybody's in a good mood here at Le Mans. You need to come down and take a look at the inventory. We've had quite a few vehicles coming in. Seems like every day last week we've had the 2020s are hitting the ground, both on the GM and Chrysler side.
All right.
There's some good incentives out there on them right now. I was looking here at a 2020, looks like an Equinox has got like almost $5,000 of savings on a 2020 Equinox. And it's pretty early in the season, you know, in the rebate season for these things to have that kind of money on them. Good time to come down and take a look at what we've got.
All right, Jeff. It's Columbus Day, as you know.
And
he sailed the ocean blue in a big boat. What do you got that would qualify as a big boat on the lot?
We've got some Suburban sitting here. I'd call that a pretty big old boat.
Okay.
And there might be a Tahoe or two sitting around. I think they're pretty fancy Tahoes. They might have been a little fancier boats than what Columbus had.
Yeah.
And but they're,
he had the kind with the windows with the crank handles, you know, so.
Right. These have got the power windows up and down. I think they got them even in the roof.
All right. All right. Of course, you can check out all the inventory online at lemansonline.com.
That is correct. And if you don't see what you want, give us a holler, and chances are we can find what you're looking for. And, of course, you'll like the way we do business.
All right. Jeff, have a great rest of the day. We'll talk to you.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Jeff Black from Le Mans Chevrolet Chrysler.
Radar Weather is sponsored by Conard Financial Group at 510 West Delaware in Fairfield, with securities offered through Raymond James. Conard Financial Group, investing in the community since 2003.
Before going on vacation, you need to know what to pack. Preparing for your financial future is similar. Without proper planning, you could very well be left out in the cold. I can offer you a variety of investment strategies designed for your specific needs. Call me, Chris Conard, at 842-7855, located at 510 West Delaware in Fairfield. Raymond James Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Life well planned. Give us a like on Facebook.
Fairfield area weather forecast calling for sunshine today with a high of 70. Clear tonight, low 45. For tomorrow, 60% chance for showers, high 75. Partly cloudy, 60 on Wednesday, and for Thursday, sunshine, high 62. Overnight, low 38. Yesterday's high was 73. Currently, humidity at 97%. Winds are calm, and the pressure at 30.01. Right now, we've got sunshine and 42 here at the WFIW studios east of Fairfield. Radar looks good this morning as well. Nothing showing up anywhere in the state of Illinois in terms of precipitation. That's Radar Weather, brought to you this morning by the Conard Financial Group.
Well, before we get to trivia, I want to tell you about, listen, if you need some furniture, and I know we'd need some right here in the studio.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
This is probably the worst chair in the place, and we make our guests sit in it. I should be going up, and let me recommend to you that you go up to Eubinger's up in Flora. We have gift certificates right now in the Big Deal store. If you go to Big Deals on our webpage, WFIWradio.com, you click on it, you can buy $100 worth of furniture for $50, a certificate. You pay $50, it has the value of $100 at Eubinger's. You can't beat that deal. It's a great deal. And you can buy more than one certificate. You know, if you want to get a new chair for your studio. And then I'm going to tell you about El Galito, which is, is that over in Albion?
Yeah, that is in Albion.
$10 gift certificate, $5, half price.
All right.
So don't miss out on those deals on the Big Deal store. But we're moving to trivia.
Yeah.
Here we go. Number one, this phrase was traced back to the 1942 film The Flying Tigers. John Wayne was in that. He uses it in reference to a flight of replacement pilots. What's the phrase?
Second stringers?
Is it
no
sheep to the lions?
No.
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 On a wing and a prayer.
On a wing and a prayer.
Wing and a prayer. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, they're coming in on a wing and a prayer. Number two, in the original Superman movie starring Christopher Reeve, no S, how did Superman first use his X-ray vision in Lois Lane's presence?
I don't.
He looked inside a safe, didn't he?
Nope.
Nope. Okay.
She lit a cigarette.
And he used it to light the...
Nope. Nope. He checked out her lungs to see if she had any...
see if she had any carbon in there.
That's right.
All right.
Okay. He checked her lungs out, okay?
Okay.
All right. Number three.
They were pretty healthy lungs.
They were. So. They were. I'm not going there. What is a puka? It was the central character in the 1950 movie starring Jimmy Stewart.
Uh-huh. A puka is a life-size rabbit.
It's a larger than life size
Harvey.
Rat.
Harvey.
Harvey.
Yeah. That
six
was
foot,
the name of Harvey.
6 foot 3.5 inch invisible rabbit called Harvey.
Harvey.
He's a puka.
Yes, he's a puka.
Number four. He played Major Frank Burns in the film version of MASH in 1970, Bruce.
Robert Duvall.
Robert
yes!
Duvall.
Okay.
He played Boo Radley in To Kill a Mockingbird.
Uh-huh.
He was a taxi driver in Bullet
that was hauling
Steve McQueen around.
He was in Apocalypse Now.
He was in Apocalypse Now.
He was
Lonesome Dove.
The smell of napalm in the morning. It
smells like victory.
Yes.
Number five.
I always get Robert Duvall and Tommy Lee Jones mixed up for some reason.
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting.
I don't know why.
They were both in Lonesome Dove.
Yeah.
Yes, they were.
That's true.
Number five. Gene Kelly partnered with this famous singer in the 1945 movie called Anchors Away.
Chairman of the board, Old Blue Eyes.
Yeah. Frank Sinatra.
I was going with Frank, too.
Seaman First Class Clarence Brooklyn Doolittle was the role played by Frank Sinatra. Number six. He was paired with Myrna Loy in 14 movies, including the Thin Man series, based on Nick and Nora Charles characters created by Dashiell Hammett.
I'm going to go with Jimmy Stewart.
William Powell.
That's William Powell,
okay.
Perfect. Well done, Bruce. Number seven.
What was the dog's name?
Asta.
Very good. Asta.
Nice. Number seven. Four films in the late 1960s based on the character named Matt Helm. Who played Matt Helm?
Dean Martin.
Interestingly, in 1965, Columbia Pictures acquired the film rights to 8 Matt Helm movies. A 5-film parody or spoof spy movie series was planned. 4 were made. And, of course, it was Dean Martin. Anyway, number 8. The name of Elvis's first movie in 1956.
Jailhouse Rock is my best guess.
I don't know.
Love Me Tender.
Love Me Tender, okay.
Number 9. She was a Bond girl. The first American to play a Bond girl in 1971.
Jill St. John.
Yes.
Okay.
Red hair.
Red hair. Best known for her role as Tiffany Case.
Tiffany Case, yes.
Wasn't she also married to Charles Bronson for a while?
No.
No.
I don't know. I have no idea.
She was, I think James Ferrantino was her husband at one point. Anyway. Okay. She was in Diamonds Are Forever, 1971. She starred opposite Sean Connery.
With Jimmy Dean.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, Jimmy Dean was in that. First American to play a Bond girl. Number 10. This 103-year-old star was in Gone with the Wind. And this was for my wife. Name her.
Is it Hattie Wilson?
Olivia de Havilland.
That's it.
Okay.
Billed alongside.
Lives in France.
Mm-hmm.
She and her sister had a falling out over an Academy Award, and they never spoke.
No. Sister still around?
Wow. I don't know if her sister... I can't
think
of her
sister's
name. She
should
stay
around just to spite her.
But her sister was a famous movie actress, and they had a falling out over Academy
Award.
She
actually was billed alongside Clark Gable and Vivian Leigh as one of the major stars in that movie. There you go. There's your trivia for today. Bruce, thank you for being with us. You're always
welcome. I do a really
wonderful job,
this.
And we enjoy having you. Thank you very much, and we appreciate
your
service.
And he knocked it out of the park on the trivia.
He sure did. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Christy's here tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, take
that
care.
That will be fun.
It's always fun.
Real fun.
Alexa, play WFIW.
It's time for classic hits from WFIW.